Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, immediately following this service, we're planning on walking down to the swimming pool. We're going to have a baptismal service where two young ladies are going to get baptized. And that's a wonderful celebration. There are some questions that I went over with them yesterday regarding their testimony, and both of them gave clear indication of their trust in Jesus. And so we're looking forward to celebrating that. But let's talk a little bit about why. In Romans chapter 6, Paul has just finished laying out the argument as to what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. The fact that we are delivered from sin and death, not by keeping the rules, because all of us have failed to keep the rules, some spectacularly, some more subtly, but all of us definitely. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. But in light of the fact that nobody's saved by keeping the rules, Paul begins Romans 6 this way. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Okay, the main point for today, very simple. We are buried with Christ through baptism so that we may live a new life. The idea is a new life. Not just, let's see if we can try harder. Not just try and tweak it a little bit, see if we can improve. We need a brand new life. I've given illustration repeatedly over the years. Many of you have heard it over and over. I hope that you'll not only not be able to forget it, but I hope that you will share it with others when you're trying to explain to them why we need the good news of Jesus Christ. And that is, if I'm preparing a meal for you, or let's just say we're doing dessert. We recently celebrated a birthday at our house, and there were a number of people who came. Let's suppose that as I was scooping out the ice cream, I sneezed all over it. Okay? I do have allergies. So suppose I just... Achoo! And so now you've got all these dishes of ice cream, and I've added a topping. Okay? What do we do at that point? Well, we just hope no one noticed. You think? No. I'm not a wicked person in that regard. I would not want someone to do that to me, so I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to just say, well, let's see if we can just maybe scrape off the top layer of these things. No. All that's going out, we're going to have to start again. We need a brand new start. If it was warm weather and I was making soup and I threw up in the soup, what do? We don't just add more ingredients, okay? You know, well, maybe I've got some spices that'll really disguise that. No. If you throw up in the soup, it's all bad. Well, our problem is sin has polluted our whole being. The Bible describes it as being dead in trespasses and sins.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood.
Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand.
If you don't know Christ, while you still have breath, you need to come to know him. What shall we say? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? God forbid, by no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? All of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. I want you to just ask yourself honestly, have you received new life in Christ? Years ago, I had a friend from mainland China. His name was Litsin Chang. And he was a professor of mine, graduate school. And he had been the founder and president of the largest Buddhist university in the world. He was a devout Buddhist. And he was doing all he could to promote Buddhism. And on his way to a conference in India, promoting the resurgence of Eastern religion, while he was on the ship with his family headed for India, Mao Zedong took over mainland China. And suddenly, he was not welcome back in his home. Because the new government of China was communist. And the first government, world government, to recognize that new communist government was India. So he was caught in the middle. He's on a ship going from China with a diplomatic passport because of his high rank in China. He's on his way to India. Now this government would gladly kill him, the new Chinese government, and India would gladly hand him over to them. So he and his family got off the boat in Malaysia and tried to figure out what to do next. And while they were there, for the first time in his life, he heard the gospel. And when he learned the truth about Jesus, God changed his life completely. He began a new life. Now, you may say, well, I've never been a Buddhist, much less a university president. And of course, the university was destroyed by the communists because they didn't have freedom of religion. They were atheists. They were promoting the idea there is no God. So, you may say, that really is kind of interesting story, but it doesn't relate to me at all. Well, let me tell you about another guy. You're familiar with his story. John chapter 3, Nicodemus. He was not a Buddhist. He was a Jew. He was a devout Jew. He was a scholarly, deeply religious Jew. But the problem is that although he was born Jewish and therefore had been circumcised and sought to follow the law, Jesus, when he meets with him, tells him something that shocked him. Jesus said, "You must be born again." "How can a man be born when he's old?" Nicodemus asked. "He can't enter a second time into his mother's womb. What are you talking about?" Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Don't be surprised that I'm telling you, you must be born again." You see, Jesus didn't come to improve our lives. Jesus came to give us a new life. What you need is not to get a little better, try a little harder. What you need is a brand new life. You got to start all over again. Not talking about your physical life starting again, talking about your spiritual life beginning in a brand new way through faith in Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, you might want to jot that reference down. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone. A new life has begun. I was a person who believed that the Bible was true, that Jesus is real. I believed the outline of the gospel. But I hadn't received new life. Because even though I believed it intellectually, I had not entered into it. I believe that a Harvard study showed that people who take naps at least 3 times a week will improve their health significantly. They lower their risk of this problem and that problem. Taking an afternoon nap 3 times a week can dramatically improve your health, according to Harvard. Now, I think that's believable. I think that's appealing. But the only nap I've had recently was yesterday when I was tired and fell asleep in the chair and stayed unconscious for several minutes before my phone rang again. And my wife said, "Oh, I was so encouraged that you were sleeping finally." Yeah, well, it was nice while it lasted. You see, believing that naps are good for you doesn't do the same thing for you as napping. Right? Believing that physical exercise would help you get in shape doesn't get you in shape. Knowing that in order to play the piano, you need to practice won't make you a pianist. I know these things because I don't exercise a whole lot. I walk every day, as you know. But apart from walking, that's pretty much it for me. Apart from listening to other people play the piano, I don't even bother to go out into the children's playroom and sit down at the keyboard and play. It's right there. I'm sitting here. It's as close as that one. But do I go over there and try and recall the lessons I had in childhood? No. Because if I don't already know it, I don't want to display my lack of skill. So, you may believe, like the devil does, that Jesus Christ is Lord. But if you haven't said, "Please forgive me, be my Lord and Master," then you're still dead. You're still dead. Jesus said you need to be born again. And I find that kind of rude for you to say I'm dead. Well, I didn't make it up. God says in his word that all of us were in that condition, and I was, until I realized that I was in that condition and that Jesus came to give me life. Jesus says in, again, John's gospel, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Did you know that Jesus came not to curse you, but to bless you? Because God so loved the world, he loved us so much, that he gave his only begotten Son so that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Because God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. But is everybody going to be saved? No. Jesus says, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Most people travel on that road. Narrow is the way that leads to life, and only a few people find it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, I don't much like that. Well, go find your own universe. Okay? God's in charge of this one. He created it. And so you may say, well, that seems awfully narrow to me. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to make another way. That's just another lane on the broad road. All the other religions of the world try and tell us what we must do to save ourselves. Jesus doesn't do that. He tells us what he has done to save us. And he proved his claim to be true by conquering death. Something so no one else was able to do. All the other world religions follow a dead person. Jesus conquered death. He rose again on the third day. And that's why baptism is such a beautiful picture. If you went to Israel before Jesus was born, okay, back before the beginning of the Christian faith, and you asked a Jew where you could be baptized, they'd point you to a mikveh over there, or to a mikveh over there, or to a mikveh over there, because there were mikvehs all over Israel. And if you go to visit Israel, you will find many, many mikvahs. That's not the Hebrew ending, but I want you to understand what I'm saying. You'll find many, many mikvahs all over Israel because baptism was something they did. Now, when they did it, what they would do is to walk down into the pool of water and take some and put it over their heads, right? No. In order to be baptized, they went down into the pool, they went all the way under the water, and then they came back up. That's how they were baptized. It's how they're baptized still today if you wanted to convert to Judaism. Part of the conversion process is your baptism by immersion, just so you know. So there's not a question in the scriptures when these people were told to be baptized. Baptized? What does that mean? They knew exactly what it meant. And there were lots and lots of places to do it. So, why did God want them to be baptized? Because it is a picture of what Jesus did to save us. He died, he was buried, and he was raised again. from the dead. And we believe that what he did for us. He took our place. He took our punishment. And that's why when we become followers of Jesus, we follow him in baptism. We are put under the water and brought back up out of the water in the name of our Lord. Why? He said to. There's only one good reason. I asked the ladies yesterday, why do you want to be baptized? And you know what? It's to be obedient to what Jesus said. It's because this is the next step. Now that I've given my life to Christ, now that I want to follow him, that means I need to do what he says. And he said to be baptized. So I want to be baptized. I'll ask you right now, if we haven't had the baptism yet, if right now a jet plane landed in this room and we're all incinerated, would you still go to heaven? You haven't been baptized yet. Yes. They would go to heaven even though they haven't been baptized. Because it isn't baptism in water that saves you. It's Jesus who saves you. And anybody who isn't trusting in him shouldn't get baptized yet. Okay? If you're thinking baptism is going to do it for you, you're not ready to be baptized. The reason to be baptized is because you know Jesus has done it for you. Jesus came to save us. And if you're trusting in him and you've never been baptized, talk to me. But if you are trusting in Jesus and you are baptized, Colossians 2:12 says much the same thing as Romans chapter 6. We're buried with him in baptism. We're given new life in Christ. If you want to know, well, what is the gospel? 1 Corinthians 15. I want to remind you of the good news, Paul says. This good news is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried, and on the third day, he rose again according to the scriptures. The good news, the gospel which saves, is that Christ died for our sins in fulfillment of the scriptures. He was buried, and he was raised again on the third day, just as the scriptures had promised. So, we're going to celebrate what God has done to bring salvation. And we're going to have a dramatic presentation of that as two young ladies go down into the water, get dunked under the water, get raised up again. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is worth celebrating. Now, I ask you again, have you received that new life in Christ? Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Because if not, you can. God's offer is for all who believe. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You ask him to save you, he came to save. But if you're saying, well, it's interesting, but I still have some other things I want to do. I'm not really ready to trust Jesus as my Lord. I can't do that for you any more than you can make me a great pianist. In order to receive, you have to trust in him. You have to trust in him. I hope you will.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.